I'm joined this afternoon by Nina Baru, the founder and CEO of Walk the Walk. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, since we last spoke, an awful lot has happened. The moonwalk happened virtually this summer, which was fantastic. But it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and obviously that is a huge, important thing for your organisation and many others. But also entries are going to be coming open for next year's moonwalk, which is very exciting because it's actually going to be the first live one since 2019.
I know. Well, it's a long time coming, but we really wanted to be confident that when we did hold our first live event, that people would feel really comfortable to come. We wanted to make sure we could put every measure possible in place to make people feel safe. And even it may be a little bit different for 1 year only, but it will still be a huge wow experience and very walk the walk. So we're all very, very excited.
Excellent. And it's going to be happening in May next year. So that's Saturday, the 14th of May. Put it in your diaries. Starting and finishing at Clapham Common. Now, the theme, I think, is an excellent one. Tell us about the theme.
Well, you know, we always have an exciting theme. And this is, and people get very, very sort of infused by it. And some people even join the challenge because of the theme. So this year, we wanted to make the theme so that everyone came as their favourite hero. So the favourite hero, it might be Superman or it might be your mum. Doesn't matter, as long as it's your favourite hero and you can interpret it in what way you want. And we're just looking forward to seeing lots of creative bras and just lots of fun coming to the moonwalk. We want it to be the most fun it's ever been. And I think we all deserve it. And even if we're not all quite holding hands, if we're not at that stage, certainly to have everybody in one space together is just going to be so moving. I can't wait.
It sounds fantastic. It's going to have a bit more of a festival feel to it. And I know that what's really fantastic is that you can now not only do the overnight moonwalk that happens as per usual live, but you're going to be holding a virtual event that's going to be during the day, which means that families can get involved a bit more as well. So you have two events linked up, which will be fantastic, can reach so many people. How do people get involved if they want to?
Well, if you want to get involved with the virtual or the live event, then all you have to do is go through to the website, walkthewalk.org, and you'll find everything there in front of you. And you just have to click on the link and start filling in the entry form. And we're really, really hoping that we'll have a bumper amount of people that will come and sort of share this really special day, because I can't even describe to you what it's been like not being able to hold events for 2 years. It's been very, very challenging. And we've been doing the very best we can, but we just need everybody's support to come forward, volunteers and walkers, just to get us back on track again and to start having some good moonwalking fun.
The lovely thing as well is that you've got your two distances that people have been able to do for a while, the half moon and the full moon, which is obviously a marathon distance, but you've also got a quarter marathon, which I think is great, and a double marathon for those who are, you know, extreme marathon walkers. But great that you can get children involved in the smaller distances and things like that as well. So it's a really big family event if people would like it to be. Now, we did mention it is, of course, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Really, really important. Just to remind people, if they're having any thoughts that things might be a little bit unusual and, you know, checking themselves, what should they be doing? What are the next steps, and what's your main message to them, really?
Well, I think that, you know, during COVID, a lot of people have had reservations about going to see their doctor or going to get checked, even if they've had sort of slight things that they're not sort of familiar with, or they see slight changes. And we're really, really urging people, please go to your doctor, please go and get checked. The chances are it isn't anything, but if it is, early detection has a much better outcome when it comes to treatment. You know, breast cancer is almost a treatable disease if it's caught early enough. And we really want to encourage people to get that early check and not leave it.
Fantastic. Well, Nina, very best of luck with all the exciting things that are going to be happening towards the 2022 moonwalk. Thank you for your time, and we'll catch up really soon.
Thank you to you. And we look forward to seeing you very soon.